Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Baba Metzia Daf Mem, Baba Metzia 40a, pagination is 79. We'll try to touch on the themes of the two Mishnayos that are on the Amud. So starting from the top, about 15 lines from the top, Masnisin. Hamafkid Peris Etzach Haveru, a person entrusted produce to his fellow. Hareza Yotzilo Chesronos, he has the right to diminish the amount upon return to a certain degree. The Gemara explains that the case is that he mixed the produce into his own produce, and that's how he cares for it. He puts it all in the same silo. And the question is, how much can he reduce upon return? You gave me 100 pounds, or whatever the volume method is, how much do I have to return to the person? So again, so what's the problem? The problem is that it's known that between the mice and other deterioration, the produce that was 100 a year or two or three ago is no longer 100. And you have the right to reduce it by the rate that occurs. And the Mishnah describes how much that rate is per year and concludes the discussion by saying, Hakolafi amido vehakolafi azman. You're allowed to do this reduction by the portion. If the portion is per saw, then if you have 100 saw, it's going to be that much more. And according to the time. Amr Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri objected, and he said, what do our residential mice care how much produce there is? Halo ochlos be'meharba be'mekima, they're eating their fill, whether there's lots of food or little food. And therefore, the fact that you allocate a certain amount of reduction per saw, per portion, should not be multiplied just because there are 100 portions, 100 saw. Ele'ena yotzilo chesronos ala l'kur echad bilvad. There's a certain basic rate of deterioration, of loss, and that's the number we work with, even if there's a lot of produce over here. The Gemara explains, the Rishalmi mentions this, that the position of the Chachamim that you reduce it per amount is because of a concept, we phrase it more commonly as Chavrach de Chavra Islay. Chavrach Chavra Islay. The friend has a friend, meaning that the mice call their friends if there is indeed so much produce to be had and more animals come to benefit, and indeed the deterioration rate increases because there is so much. The Gemara mentions by way of explanation of the final statement of the Mishnah, that there's another consideration that we have to take in mind, and that can be seen in the Gemara on the 6th line into the wide, that if a person is modad lo bimos hagoren, if he measured at the time of the granary, at the time of the harvest, when the summer is completing and it's drier, v'hichsula bimos hageshamim, and he returns it in the rainy season. Eina yotzilo chisaron, you're not allowed to make any of this reduction. Mepnei shemosiros, because the kernels themselves are bloated, and you're actually in the same measure, like a 1 cup measure, you're actually giving him back less than he gave you. So that this reduction has already been taken care of, simply because the kernels are bloated at the end of the rainy season. There's more moisture in the ear, and therefore less kernels make up the same amount of volume. And in terms of number of kernels, you're already returning less to him, and that takes care of the amount that depleted based on mice or rotting or whatever. The second Mishnah, towards the bottom of the page, Yotzi lo shtus leyayin, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chomesh. There's a certain amount that you can reduce when wine is entrusted to somebody else. And that's based on the fact that the wine barrels would absorb a certain amount of the wine, and that's a loss that you have to accept. Yotzi lo shlosha lugin shemen lemeya, oil would be reduced by 3 lug for every 100. Based on lugu mechza shemorim, there would be a lugin mechza of the sediment that's at the bottom of the barrel. So if you scoop out clean shemen for the person, he has to take into account that there was a filtration process that occurred, and there's a lug and a half on the bottom here of worthless sediment that I'm going to get stuck with, and therefore I only have to return to you clean shemen of a bit less, as well as lugu mechza bala and a lug and a half that gets absorbed into the walls of the vessel. Keep in mind, the Mishnah says that if it's clean shemen, it's already been filtered, then you're not allowed to reduce it for the sediment. And likewise, you have to pay attention if the barrels are old barrels, they've already absorbed, then you have no right to reduce the amount that you return to him based on absorption, because there was no absorption. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af ha-mocher shemen mezukak la-chavero kol yimos ha-shona. Let's take a case of a person who's selling clean shemen, refined oil, the entire year. He gives him a scoopful every week, let's say. Hareze mekabel alav lug mechza shemarim lemeya. This person who's buying has to accept that based on the pricing and buying a full 100, he has to accept that 1.5 lug on the 100 is sediment, and the vendor is allowed to simply give him at some point 1.5 lug of sediment and said, here's 1.5 lug that's part of your purchase, and it reduces the amount he's going to receive by that amount, because that's what natural shemen, natural oil, is like. Now, these are fascinating considerations, obviously, which have significant ramifications in understanding financial law when you have something that could be interpreted in different ways in the way the produce is being sold. On Amud Beis, we have, for example, about 15 lines down, there's a 2 dots in the middle of the line. Amar Abaya, Abaya says, listen to this consideration. Kishetimtza lomar, it's possible to understand this discussion about sediment. L'divri Rabbi Yehuda mutala arev shemorim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to mix in the sediment. Meaning, you have a barrel of oil, it's been settling. But when you have a price for oil, it's natural oil. Abaya is saying that Rabbi Yehuda's position is, you're allowed to put a stick into the oil and give it a swish so that some of the sediment from the bottom comes up and gets mixed and reforms the natural composition of the oil, so that when I scoop it out to the person, he's getting some of the sediment. Otherwise, the vendor ends up with 1.5 lug of sediment at the end that he has to take as a loss. because no one buys it. There's no reason to buy sediment. But if it can mix it in and give everybody their natural portion, then he ends up actually selling in small percentages the entire barrel. L'divrei chachamim osa la'arev shemorim. And the position of the chachamim is that you're not allowed to do that. You have to serve the oil as it presents itself. You're not allowed to purposely give a mix. L'divrei Rabbi Yehuda mota la'arev shemorim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to mix it in. V'hainu taima de mekabel. And this is the reason that he says in the Mishnah that at the end, a lug and a half has to be accepted by the purchaser. The amale, because he says to him, Iboi la aruve loch milo arvi loch, had I wanted to mix it, I could have. Hashtanami kabel. So basically, that was your purchase and you have to accept it. Says the Gemara, that's not so simple. V'leimo le'iarafta li'havam izdavin li. Had you mixed it in each time, I could have sold it to the next guy. You're giving me a lug and a half of sediment. What am I going to do with it? No one's going to buy it from me. Had you mixed it in, so fine, I would have passed it on to the next guy, natural shemen. But now you're giving it to me at the end, you're causing me a terrible loss. I can't resell this. And the Gemara says, Bevalabayas askinon, it would have to be talking about a homeowner who's using the shemen on his own on an ongoing basis, not that he's reselling it. And therefore, denicha lebitzila, he's very pleased to be getting refined oil, but his price was for natural oil, and therefore you're allowed to mix it according to Rabbi Yehuda. Falemalay, the Gemara further questions, Midilo arvisli achule achlisli, since you didn't mix it in, so maybe you are mochalit to me. You forgave that claim and you decided to provide me with 100 lug of refined oil. And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yehuda l'taimei, Rabbi Yehuda holds, lesle mechila, that you don't go with forgiveness just because the person didn't claim it initially doesn't mean that he can't claim it later. We're not looking to paskin based on this Gemara right now in our session, but to appreciate the different arguments that we have bloated grain and dry grain, and they're going to affect the measurements differently. You have refined oil, and you have natural oil, and they're going to affect the measures accordingly. And you even have this concept, am I allowed to give it a swish? Not that I'm looking to cheat anyone, but to restore it to its natural mixture so that the vendor shouldn't have at the end a loss where he has sediment and he ended up selling refined oil when he thought he was selling natural oil. All of these kinds of questions definitely come up in food vending, and the practical halacha would certainly take into account what the minhagim are in that field and these different types of considerations. Yashar koach. Thank you for joining.